This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Now from Tuscaloosa is Rodney Orr. He is the Tider Insider on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Rodney, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, John Barry. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Full of questions, as always. Break down Alabama's late 7-point win at Mississippi State on Saturday. What were the important things to take away from that one?
Well, you know, first of all, I mean, I think that the fact that you're down late in the game by, you know, a touchdown and you come back and you win it is certainly always important. I think that, you know, Alabama's been pretty comfortable in their wins for the most part. And they haven't been challenged, but they faced that. I think that's extremely important because now they know how to respond, I think. And, you know, I think also, too, the things I'm getting this week, John and Barry, are that the players, you know, it's almost like they're more attentive. The focus is a little bit better. Maybe that they're paying attention to details and things that, you know, Nick Saban and his staff have tried to instill and try to make them aware of. So I think that from that perspective, maybe it's really important, especially when you have, not really trying to skip over Mercer, but you know where I'm going, to Auburn here in a couple of weeks. That's certainly, I think, the Mississippi State game was hopefully kind of a, I don't know if you call it a wake-up call or whatever it might be, but certainly helpful.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that, Rodney, and I kind of sense that too. I mean, really the LSU game and the Mississippi State game in particular maybe brought this team down to earth a little bit, kind of a reality check, and then you need to start focusing and getting ready for the stretch drive because from here on out, it's going to be really difficult. Obviously not this Saturday, but kind of hone in, focus on Saturday and get everything in order, get yourself in order, work on yourself, and then get ready for Auburn and what might lie beyond that.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly the way it is. And, you know, every year at this time, I think these games here are kind of all very similar as you're starting to move forward to Auburn. And this year is probably one of the more important weeks because, you know, Alabama's been banged up. We know about all the injuries. We know about Minka Fitzpatrick's been kind of a little bit lame himself and played last week. I think that, like, in his case, I could see him not even playing in this game, you know, being limited or possibly being held out altogether. So I think this gives Alabama a little bit of an opportunity to kind of freshen up a little bit in terms of the bumps and bruises and the other injuries. And, you know, as they start moving forward to that very, very important game.
Do you have any sense of the potential for Terrell Lewis and Christian Miller by the Iron Bowl?
Well, yeah, I have a sense. I don't know if it makes sense or not, if it's right. But, you know, John Barry, I'm kind of like everybody else. I hear the stuff. And it sounds like to me there's a pretty good chance that both those guys might be back for that Auburn game. Now, again, I don't know that, so I'll be clear that I don't know it, but it is interesting what's going around in that regard. So it would not surprise me if they both are back.
A lot of people talking about that. A couple of things, Rodney. Late in the game in Starkville, Bo Scarborough had three plays in a row in which he ran the ball. On the third one, he took himself out of the game. Any news on why that happened?
You know, was that not an odd play?
It seemed to be.
I thought if he'd have just kept going, he would have walked into the end zone. And then I don't know if he pulled up lame. There's actually been no discussion of that, no mention of that. And he doesn't seem to have any, you know, post-game issues right now. So that was one of the more odd plays I think I've seen and what happened. Now, maybe he felt a little twinge in the hamstring or something. I don't know. But that's something that I have not heard one word about.
The tackling in the game was not the best I've seen either.
Right. I didn't think they were in good position a lot of times, John, to make the tackle. You know, I thought they overran plays. They obviously you know, maybe you could say Mississippi State blocked them pretty well up front, whatever it was. I just, You know what? I'll say this, too. If you look in the fourth quarter, I think Alabama outgained Mississippi State 192-34. And ooh, though nobody's really come out and said this publicly, if you talk to people, you know, they think part of what happened at halftime and in the second half was Jeremy Pruitt just basically said, hey, we've got to simplify what we're doing defensively. We've got to make some adjustments and change some things and not ask them to do something that's confusing. You know, so I think some of the adjustments they made certainly proved to be beneficial to them at simplifying things for some of the guys that did not have a lot of experience that were playing. And I'll tell you another thing, too, that kind of seems – we talk about Sean Dion Hamilton a lot. I think we saw if you watch Rashawn Evans, he had a really nice game. I'm not certainly not saying anything like that. But I do think that Sean Dion Hamilton, those two guys went together really well. And I do think that Rashawn having to be inside, maybe taking on an extra role of maybe that – and it's not easy. Not easy to do for really the first time that you have to do that, kind of be the quarterback, the guy guiding everybody else around. I think he missed Sean Dion Hamilton being there, and I think we saw that, you know, from the defense as a whole.
Rodney Ortider, insider.com. Rather than focusing on the Mississippi State game or the upcoming challenges for the rest of the season, let's look with a broad perspective. We made this point earlier in the week. Last year, when Jalen Hurts was thrust into the starting quarterback job as a true freshman, and obviously you could see a great deal of potential and promise, and people were saying, man, wait until he figures everything out. Well, it looks like, especially in the Mississippi State game, that he's kind of figured everything out. Can you speak from the moment he got on campus to right now, his level of development and maturation into the quarterback position at Alabama?
Well, I think the one thing about Jalen is that, you know, he came in a fantastic athlete. You know, he was a guy who probably relied on his legs to always bail him out of trouble. Did that in high school. You know, was a superb high school player in the Houston area, Channel View, Texas. And, you know, I think that kind of he relied on that last year. And when you throw a freshman in that situation, there's really not much you can do to – you know, you develop them as you go along through a season, which they tried to do until I think Lane Kiffin bailed out, to be honest with you, maybe the last five or six games. But so he's really learning and been trying to learn and get comfortable as a pocket passer. And that's why he came here. He wanted to be developed as a pocket passer. So I think Brian Dable's doing a nice job of that. It's taken a little bit of time, but I think he's feeling more and more comfortable standing in there. We've seen him over the last several weeks start to hang in the pocket more. And you can see him sometime getting antsy, but I've seen him, you know, kind of double clutch that ball, and it's almost like it's going through his mind, no, hang in there. And when he's hung in there, he's delivered some throws. And so I think that's really, you know, Jalen Hurts, when you combine that with his natural ability to, you know, break outside as he did and hit Calvin Ridley down the sideline on that long play, I mean, that was a, you know, beautiful play. So I think when you combine all those things, you're starting to see him kind of develop as a whole.
Rodney, Barry and I were talking about this earlier in the show. Based on the opposition Saturday, I would assume a lot of people are going to get opportunities to play. Who is Alabama's third-string quarterback?
Alabama's third-string quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, that's another true freshman, Mac Jones, who is from Jacksonville Bowles High School.
I recall him getting into a little trouble about a week or so ago. Has all that been cleared up?
Well, you know, that's another thing, John. I certainly haven't heard any mention of that, but you're right. He did have an issue, a legal issue, or however you want to phrase it. You know, there's not been any discussion of that. So I guess I would assume in this game, if Jalen Hurts gets out quickly, then obviously Tua will be in the game, and maybe he would play the rest of the game. You know, then I know Mac Jones would not play in any event unless it was an extreme emergency because he's redshirt.
Redshirting. Interesting stuff. The Alabama basketball team opened up with a win against Lipscomb the other night. Any thoughts on how they looked and their potential for success this year?
Well, I think obviously everyone's really excited and was excited heading into the you know, these games, Memphis and then this game against Lipscomb. But, you know, we've kind of been there before over the last year or so. And I think I'm kind of making these comments based on the observations that I see on TiderInsider.com among many of the fans. And you know, I think they were kind of disappointed over the last couple of years. The expectations were, you know, for them maybe were not realistic. But I think that the excitement from what's happened in the first two games, this is a new level of excitement and enthusiasm, expectation, I think, among Alabama fans that I've seen. And I don't know when, maybe when Godfrey was having some of his good teams, good years. But, you know, it just really seems that people are extremely excited. The potential seems to be there. They've got a lot of depth. I think Avery Johnson's doing a fantastic job, obviously, of bringing in talented young players that are contributing. When you look at Colin Sexton had, what, 22 points against Lipscomb? And you know, the fact that he had some free throw issues, or he had probably had 27, 28 points, but, you know, you've got Daniel Giddens, a transfer from Ohio State, who contributed well in the Memphis game. You've got, you know, some other guys, John Petty, obviously, Herbert Jones from here in the outside Tuscaloosa and Moundville. So all of those guys, you know, have really been great additions. And I think it was it the Memphis game when they had four players out, you know, including Sexton, mm-hmm. Braxton Key, and some others. So I just think that John and Barry, the excitement right now, Alabama's a top 25 team. You know, how high can they go? But, you know, we'll see. But again, I think the excitement level right now is extremely high.
You know, I think I heard this correctly. 12,000 people were at the game the other night. Wow.
12,000. Yeah, you're right, John. I think it was 12,300 or whatever it was. And that was a Tuesday night game?
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A matter of fact, I saw some of my buddies at the game on the highlights. They drove up from Montgomery. So, yeah, wow, 12,000. I did see them on the front row. I certainly did, as a matter of fact. I need to scare those tickets a little bit later on in the year to take Little Man up there. I have to work on that in the coming weeks. All right, so Mercer is at hand. But, Rodney, I mean, without saying anything, they were really working on Auburn this week. I mean, you know, Saban won't say it. The players are smart enough to realize it. I mean, when do you put Mercer on the shelf and start, you know, doing a little Auburn prep?
Oh, I think they've probably been doing that. You know, I don't know how much they've worked on Mercer. And I don't know how much they've worked on Auburn for that matter. But I'd be shocked if they haven't worked, a good bit on Auburn, you know, preparing for them. That would be my thought. I'm sure it works both ways. I'm sure Auburn's been doing the same thing. Who do they play? La Monroe this week? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
True.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So I'm sure they've probably been working a lot on Alabama themselves.
Yeah, I would think so. I would definitely think they'd be working on that. Rodney, a lot going on. Obviously, the early signing period in college football is just a little more than a month away, December 20th. Through the 22nd, how do you think that's going to shake out for Alabama?
Well, my initial thought is right now where things stand, I think it's they expect it to shake out really well. You know, I don't know exactly how many they'll sign in that period. This is a new deal, this early signing period. Don't know exactly how these kids are going to respond to it in terms of wanting to sign early. I think several will. At the same time, if you're, you know, a coaching staff, you may want to be, if you're thoroughly evaluating everything and all of your options, you're certainly, I don't think, going to, you're going to save some for the stretch run, is what I'm trying to say, I think. You're going to be, unless you've got everybody you knew you wanted, there's going to be some, they're going to save some spots for the step run, stretch run to make sure, you know, they get the best guys that they possibly can get. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I do think Alabama's going to finish very well in recruiting. And obviously, they still need some defensive linemen, some secondary people. But I think they feel pretty confident that they're going to get those guys.
Lots of information just in the last 15 minutes or so. That barely scratches the surface of all the information available at Rodney's website, TiderInsider.com. Tell us about it, Rodney.
TiderInsider.com. It's only $48 a year. That's only $4 a month. You can get instant access with your credit card, or if you prefer, you can send a check. But listen, you got all the information on the front page. There's a lot of video that your listeners can go on the front page of Tider Insider and watch for free if that's what they want to do. Tider Insider TV, Coach Saban's press conference, you know, various things there can they can watch for free. But also we have our premium information. And as you mentioned, the forum where we, you know, I certainly spend a lot of time there answering questions and being involved there. But a lot of information there, whether it's college football in general, especially Alabama, of course, but there's a lot of discussion there. Rarely does anything in college football happen that it doesn't end up right there on TiderInsider.com.
Got that right. There, I can vouch for that. It is all over Tider Insider if you need any info about what's going on with the Crimson Tide. Rodney Orr, he is the man. And, Rodney, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll talk next week.
John and Barry, you guys have a great day.
You too, buddy. On our